Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to present to you Empowered to Succeed with Eileen Solomon. Be inspired to keep moving forward, even when facing barriers. Learn tools that will encourage self-reflection. Eileen will help you to discover the power of redirection. By reflecting, adapting, and moving forward, you can be empowered to succeed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Tuesday Talk with Eileen and Terry. We have been talking about, for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about the SMART system as it relates to goal setting. Now, we talked about the first three acronyms, S for specific, M for measurable, attainable, and today we'll be talking about the letter R, which is relevant, and T is time-bound. I'm going to say, bring Terry on so she can say hello. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Well, I'm happy to be here.
Yes. Do you know this is our fifth week? Time
oh my
is
goodness.
Flying. It's amazing how fast these Tuesdays, they come around. And I'm like, wow, it is Tuesday again. Now, I did have an assignment. Did we get a chance to do our assignment, Terry?
Oh, what was the assignment?
What your specific goal? Specific goal. We're talking about how you made it specific, how you made it measurable, how you made it attainable, and then we're going to just into that a little bit more, and then we're going to talk about the relevance. And what I could do is go over what specific. I like to revisit because repetition is it sticks when you repeat and repeat and repeat. So when we talked about specific, we talked about your goal should be clear and specific so you can focus and really feel motivated when you achieve it. And then last week, we talked about what do I want to accomplish, why is my goal important, who is involved, where is it located, and which resources are involved, or what are my limits. Now, these are W's under specific. And then we did measurable. It's important to have your goals measurable so that you can, A, track your progress. When you track your progress, you can stay motivated. When you stay motivated, you can feel that excitement because you're celebrating your micro wins. So that's measurable. So you think about how much, how many, how would I know when it is accomplished? And then we talked about achievable or attainable. Play of words on there. And it says your goals need to be realistic and attainable to be successful. It should stretch you a little bit, you know. Your goal should scare you, but still remain possible, still be within your reach. And then you talk about how can I accomplish the goal, and how realistic is the goal based on other factors that's going on in my life. And then today we're talking about relevant. Now, this one is really important because you got to make sure that your goal matters to you and it aligns with your mission. It aligns with your purpose. And make sure that you have control over your goal. You don't want your goal depending on someone else's action. So it's nice to have someone included in your goal, but make sure you still drive your goal. Say if you want a promotion at your job, but your promotion is dependent upon someone giving you a promotion. Oh, she gives me a promotion, or if he gives me a promotion, then I have achieved my goals. More look at what are the skills I need, the qualities I need to achieve that goal of getting a promotion, but you're keep that goal within your control. Now, I wanted to give out the guest call-in number for any questions, concerns, comments. The call-in number is 929-477-1565. Now, Terry, when we're talking about relevant, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Well, let me just say one thing. I'll say a lot of things. But I love the recap. For those of you who have been following along, it's always great to hear that recap. As we do in school, every day we do the next day or the next class, we will do prior knowledge. So it was very good to go over the recap of the SMART goals. This puts me in the mode of the SMART goals, what were specific about my goal and my career goals. They were coaching with John Maxwell team and the writing series of Rocco and Coop. So I'm doing the second book. I'm working on it. So that was a goal. Was it measurable? Yes, I spend some time on it. I give myself because I do work and I have other commitments. So I know that I added more onto myself by doing two other things here, learning two other things. I'm always in growth mode. Is it measurable? Yes, I could see it on my paper. I could see that I'm working on it. And I track it. I see that I'm spending this much time on it because I do everything by time. So I try to break it down into small segments of time during the week. So I have done that. Is it attainable? Yes. Is it attainable tomorrow? No. But if I work on it so many minutes a day or a block of time, I'll go into my office and put a do not disturb. The only problem with that is when I'm at home and do that, my Rocco, he keeps banging on the door, so he can't read. So I have to give him a toy or something that I know that he can give me an hour without bothering me, as all puppies do. So that was my way of getting to attain what I want to do. So relevant, I think that every day that I work on my goal, that it is relevant, that I'm working on that specific. There's the two goals that I'm working on.
Okay.
So it is relevant, and I'm working on it.
Okay.
And the time. The time value is a big thing. I wish I had 6 hours a day to work on my goals because I would truly love it. But I don't have the 6 hours a day right now.
Okay. So when we're talking about relevant, you did, there's some questions that we want to ask ourselves when we're saying, okay, this is my goal. And we went through the first, the specific, the measurable, the achievable, attainable, but now we're on relevant. And this is the question, does it seem worthwhile? It's a good question. Is this the right time? Does it match other efforts or other needs? Are you the right person to reach the goal? And is it applicable to your environment? Now, these are the questions. These are some questions you'll say, like, is this relevant? Now, with my current situation, you know, with my husband, with his motorcycle accident, so now I'm thinking about taking CNA classes. Talking about
what's TNA?
Certified
what's
nursing assistant classes.
See, okay.
A nursing is certified, become a certified assistant, nursing assistant. And so then I asked these questions. Is it worthwhile? Is it the right time? Does it match my other efforts? And am I the right person to reach the goal? Applicable to my environment. As of right now, this is really, I can answer yes to those questions, because if we're looking at, like with my current situation, if we're looking at maybe a year out that we may be in this situation, okay, a 3-week class may be something that I need to look into so that I can better take care, be the better caregiver for him. And it may make my efforts easier because I could be doing a lot of things and putting more work on myself that I don't have to when I can learn the proper way of doing something. So is it specific? Yes. Is it measurable? Yes. Is it attainable? Of course. And is it relevant? Yes. Time, and the next one is time bound. So time bound is, you know, when we're talking about time bound, that's the T of the SMART goals. When we're talking about time bound, when, what can I do 6 months from now with my skills? What can I do 6 weeks from now? What can I do today? Those are the things that you ask, because every goal needs a target date. So you can have a deadline and you can have a focus and something to work towards. So it's very important, because if you say, if one says that you want to do something, say, okay, yeah, I want to go and get my CNA classes. Okay, when? When do I want to be finished by? I put a date on that, because the date motivates you. Because if you don't put a date on it, it leaves your goal out there to infinity and beyond. everything will come up because you don't have a deadline. It's just something you want to do. But when you put that date, a relevant date, an attainable date there, then you can say, okay, I have this date. This is what I have to achieve by this date. So that's what I'm thinking when I talk about the something being relevant. And you can apply this to pretty much any goal you set, even your everyday living. Generally sit back and reflect, like, how did my day go today? You know?
Well, I have something to say about that, or just in conversation, because I know you. I would say you are empowered to succeed. And, you know, life gives us many changes. And I'm seeing the change because I've known you. I've seen the changes you're going through. And I see that you're trying to come up with some easier, or maybe you want to do everything, you're putting too much on yourself. For example, I am, as we all are, we're all busy, and then you get into life of details, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to clean. No, I'm not. I'm a horrible cleaner. If I clean, it's going to take me too long. I'd rather have somebody else take care of that. There are some things that are out of my reach that I can't touch or cook. I can't cook. I don't want to cook. I can cook. I did say I can't cook, but it's just too much putting on me as a person, as I'm seeing that you're getting a lot more on your plate right now. And sometimes we have to delegate or think that we're not qualified to do these things. Are you understanding what I'm saying here with your, like, I understand that you have relevant reasons for doing what you're doing right now, because it does, and you're asking yourself the questions, which I love. Does it seem right now? Is it the right time?
Mm-hmm. And see,
so I see that we miss you at school, by the way. And I see that, and I know you don't have time for that, and you did so great at our school. And you were so great with the students, and you were so great as encouraging others to empower. You were empowering them to succeed. That is your passion. And I understand that, and I understand I would want your husband to succeed too. And I know he has a different road right now. And I see that you want to also be a certified assistant, which, what is this? And a certified assistant is to do what? To help him in his,
yes,
his physical therapy?
No, just caretaking. It's pretty much to assist him in, you know, becoming independent. But the thing is, you know, because we will be talking a little bit more about gifting, but everybody's born with this spiritual gift, and my spiritual gift, I have the gift of mercy. So the gift of mercy is you really have compassion.
Yes.
More like you enter
and you have
in
it
with it. Yeah, that's my spiritual gift. So, like, even like nurturing and taking care of whatever he needs. That's not a task for me, because it really lines up with what my spiritual gift is. We are going to talk a little bit more of that, bit more into the gifting part later on, a couple weeks down the line. So it really is. It helps with. Now, if I didn't have the gift of mercy, then that would be, I guess it would be a bit much. Well, I am trying to be the best that can be in doing what I do.
And you're doing a great job. Bravo. You are.
So that's why I was
kudos to you.
But understand that is a gift.
Yes.
So that's why I said I just went through the smart system. Even with that in mind, when I'm thinking about that and how I can incorporate it in what I'm doing, you know. So
yeah,
we talked about relevant. It is very applicable to my environment at this time. Now, time down. That's the last letter in the, and it says every goal needs a target date, so you can have a deadline, so that you can focus on your deadline, and it gives you something to work towards. And that means, if you don't have a date, then it's infinity and beyond. Because if it's not written down, I was just talking to a young lady today. If you don't write it down, it's still in what I say the spiritual world, or some people would say the dream world. Now you have to bring it out, the spiritual world, out of your head and put it on a piece of paper, because now you had transferred it from the spiritual or the dream world or your thought process to this natural world. Now it becomes a reality because now it's on paper. Now you can see it. Now you have to put a date there. Once you put that date there, now you're like, okay, this is serious. Now days become important. Your time becomes important, more important, because this is what I want to do. I know why I want to do it. I'm specific in what I want to do. It's measurable. I can measure what I want to do. It's achievable and attainable, and it's relevant to not only relevant, it's worthwhile. It's relevant to my environment. It's relevant to where I want to go. And then now that you have all four of those together, now it's like, and it's time bound, because by this date, I want to be here. Now, we already went through other four acronyms, so you already have where how you're going to measure it. You know, like, I think, I'm going to use CNA classes as they're 4 weeks classes. So I know that 4 weeks, 1 month, I would have to set my time aside. And so I already know how to measure it. 4 weeks, whatever day it is, Tuesday or Thursday, for 4 weeks, then that's what I'm going to have to do. So that's measurable. So now when I get down to time bound, I just need to pick a date when I start, and 4 weeks later, I need to be at the end of that goal, because I put a time on it. And it becomes a real reality when you do that. So that is my spill on the SMART system. So the SMART goals, again, specific. What do I want to accomplish? Why is this goal important? Who is involved? Where is it located? Which resources or limits are involved? Measurable. It should address how much, how many, how will I know when it's accomplished? Measurable. Achievable or attainable. How can I accomplish this goal? How realistic is the goal based on everything else that's going on in my life? Relevant. Does it seem worthwhile? Is this the right time? Does it match my other efforts or needs? Am I the right person for this goal? And is it applicable in my current environment? Time bound. Answer these questions. When? What can I do 6 months from now? What can I do 6 weeks from now? What can I do today as it relates to my goal? Make these, when you start applying these, your SMART system, the SMART system to your goals, you'll be more focused, you'll get a lot more done. And remember, on the way, there's always those micro wins and celebration, because the whole point of it is to enjoy the journey. Once you're enjoying the journey, then the goal won't be so burdensome. Enjoy the journey. Now,
absolutely.
I want to celebrate right now.
It's a celebration.
Like micro wins.
So it's the micro wins are awesome, because you're celebrating. You're like, wow. It even motivates you to get to another one, so you can do the next step, so you can do another micro win celebration.
Eileen, if you could see me jumping up and down, that's what I'm doing right now. Because guess what? I'm looking at, this is like 5 weeks. I'm looking at, I want to do something with you in partnering. We talked about it, but we did stop talking about it because we had other things going on. I'd like to see that as a goal. Of partnering with each other. That's number one. I'm so excited. And the other two things that I forgot that I need to finish is I'm taking Rocco to therapy, not therapy, to be a therapy dog. Maybe I need therapy. No, but to be a therapy dog. And I need 4 more weeks to finish that, and I'm working that in. So, wow, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And I can't believe that we just finished. I can't believe we just finished 5 weeks.
And it's the SMART goals, S-M-A.
Love it.
SMART goal win. When you celebrate.
Yay!
Yes, that's a celebration now.
Now, can't we take a break? No, we can never take a break. Tomorrow I'm going to be on, well, as soon as we get off of here, I'll be on something. My puppy thinks I'm going crazy because I'm, like, celebrating all the time. Too funny.
It's beautiful. Life is beautiful. Now, next week we'll be talking about the goals, short-term, long-term, and medium-term goals. Now, we're just talking about the time. And then we're going to talk about the objectives as we apply these to your goals. So we're going to have the steps. Because each goal should have 3 steps, 3 objectives. And we're going to take these goals and project your outcome. What do you want? Not your steps. So, again.
So say that again. With the short goal, the long goal, and what would...
There's a short-term goal, there's a medium-term goal, and there's a long-term goal.
Okay.
And we'll talk about those next week. And then we'll talk about our objectives or our steps. And we'll talk about our outcomes. Because once you get what your outcome will be, then, that motivates you. Now we're going to apply the SMART system to the goal. Okay, this goal makes sense. Now we're going to get into where to put the goal, short-term, long-term, or medium-term, and what are my 3 for every goal. You should have 3 objectives. Coming down to 2 minutes. Guys, I thank everyone who listened. I thank you for joining us.
And
we'll
on the replay, is there a replay? Is there a replay, Eileen? Oh,
yes.
Great. Please leave your comments.
Yes. Leave your comments on the replay. All 5 shows are available so you can listen to. And we will be back next week. Again, I'm doing a workshop on September the 20th. And this is Write Your Bestseller in 1 Hour. If you're thinking about writing a book, if that's a goal, you need to be at that workshop. And it is free.com.
Love free.
That's the best one. We have 60 seconds left. Is there any announcements?
Okay. Well, yes, I'll say one more thing. Growth. I did a quick survey with Tony Robbins on his personality. I don't know where I found the 2 minutes to do this. And it came out as growth. I'm a growth person. And I'm like, well, really, I knew that. But it was just so funny when you take these little quizzes or little fun things to do, and it just gets your mind in a different area. It's like, I'm growing. Yes, I'm growing. I just want to grow one way. I don't want to grow that way. I want to grow up. So, okay. Thank you so much. And it's been fun as usual. And you have a good night. And everybody out there, have a good night.
All right.
Thank
you. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.